What is up, guys? Welcome to the Intuitive Souls podcast. If you are still on this ride with me, thanks for holding on for dear life. My God, this has been such a wild and chaotic year. It's been a wild and chaotic life, for fuck's sake. But, you know, I was actually, I was looking at my iCloud last night and going through some folders and everything like that and cleaning it out. And I stumbled across a lot of podcast episodes that I recorded back in like 2018 when I first started. And it's just mind blowing to me, honestly, because, you know, I listened a little bit to the conversations and the topic that was, you know, we were talking about. And it's really wild because when you have an opportunity to document your journey, like the way I do on social media and with my courses and this podcast, obviously, and you see the evolution of yourself and you see the change and just your overall energy and how you speak, it's crazy. And it was such a humbling experience being able to listen to these conversations for a little bit because, you know, not that I don't believe in what I was sharing and the topics that I was teaching about, but I'm just not aligned with it anymore. And it's like crazy, you know, when they do, like when you go and you go on Facebook and you get one of those like memories that pop up and you see what you said and it's just cringeworthy. It's not really cringeworthy. This pot, you know, the old episodes aren't necessarily cringeworthy, but it's just so incredible that we have this opportunity to see the growth within ourselves, whether it's through a time hop in Facebook or from really fucking old podcast episodes. It's really incredible. And I guess what I wanted to like talk about today is I don't feel like the same person. I really don't. The person that I was listening to last night is not the person that I am today by any means. And time is such an incredible teacher. The wisdom of time is immeasurable. It really, truly is. And there's no course or no book or no epiphany that can occur that can withstand or even come close to the wisdom of time. I really, truly believe that. There are things that I believed when I first started developing my psychic skills and my mediumships and everything like that, that now I'm like, that is fucking out the door, man. Like, because I've had enough experiences through this time that I can now say, like, I cannot back what I used to say because I've had too many experiences where this is true now, right? And I think that that goes for everybody. Like, you don't believe the same shit that you believed when you were 21 years old. You don't believe the same shit that you believed last year, you know? It's really important to just take note of who you are in the present moment. It is so important to just be able to see the growth that you have already went through. The speed bumps, the hurdles, the mountains, the trauma, all of it. It makes you who you are. It really fucking does. And for some reason, I had this thought, like when I was sipping my black coffee, because I'm still on that fast and I can't have some goddamn creamer in my coffee, but that's okay because I'm getting used to it. I'm getting used to the muddy black coffee. But it popped in my head and it was kind of like, I think someone needs to hear this right now. When it comes to quote unquote figuring out what it is you want to do, like whether that's business sense or just life sense, or anything along those lines. Okay? I have had so many people, you know, that I've worked with, like that is such a popular question, is like, I'm just trying to figure out what this is. I'm just trying to figure out my next step. I'm just trying to figure out how I want to you know, do this or create a business. Like, what do I offer, right? And here's my little Erica-ism when it comes to that. Don't worry so much about that. Don't put so much pressure on what it is that you have to do. Just focus on you. And I know that that's like, oh, easier said than done. Well, not necessarily, okay? Let's pivot. Let's pivot. When we have that idea of like, I'm just trying to figure out my next move, let's just go within and let's just figure out, well, what version of yourself do you want to become in order to get to that next step, right? So, for example, if you have the desire, if you want to manifest a job where you work from home, you know, maybe you want to start your own business and you're sick and tired of your 9-to-5 or your job and you want to be able to create your own schedule and work from home. Okay, awesome. What version of yourself is the entrepreneur? What version of yourself has a successful business at home? What does she eat? What does she do? How does she handle her time? How does she handle her money? How does she show up on social media? How does she show up in general? Who is that version? What does she look like? Did she cut her hair? Does she wear glasses? Does she work out in the morning? Does she drink enough water? Does she have enough fruits and vegetables? Who is this girl? What does she look like? What books does she read? What podcasts does she listen to? Who is the version of yourself that already has the thing that you desire? Think about it, okay? Become her. Don't worry so much of like, oh, maybe I'll do a course, or oh, maybe I'll do one-on-one coaching, or oh, maybe I'll do this. Don't worry so much about that. Everything else will fall into place. Oh my God, I see a fox. I literally just saw a fox run. I have to, oh boy, okay. So anyway, don't worry so much about the funnels and all of that shit and like how to do it. It will do it. If it is soul led, you are going to figure it out. The universe is your co-creator. So don't worry so much about how you're going to share your light. Don't worry about that, okay? Worry so much about the version that's already doing it. That's what you should be focusing in on. Not so much of like, should I do it? Should I make a course on Teachable? Should I make a course on Udemy? Should I do Kajabi? Don't worry so much. Everything else, that shit is not worth you freaking out over. If you want to live a soul-aligned life, if you want to create the business and the life of your fucking dreams, you have to connect with your soul. That's the biggest thing. And soul is love. When you feel flow, when you feel ease, when you feel light, that is when you know you are in the vortex and you're working through something and you're getting to where you need to go. When you're rigid and there's tension and there's anxiety and there's fear and you're freaking the fuck out, that is your indication that you're not on the path anymore. That you're looking someplace where it doesn't really matter. So figure out who that is. Just don't worry so much of like, well, what niche am I? Like, what kind of coach do I want to be? What do I want to do? Do I want to do courses or do I want to do live trainings or something? Feel what feels good to you. You'll figure that out along the way. Don't worry so much about it. If you want to live a soul-led life, you have to first connect with your soul. And that is, and the way you do that is, you know, obviously meditation, or you just close your eyes and take a couple big deep breaths and let your soul speak to you. You do not need a spiritual reader. You do not need a psychic medium. You don't even need a fucking mentor. You just need to trust yourself. That's it. All I can do for you, all anybody, any good mentor or coach they're not going to give you the answers. Nobody's going to give you the answers. You have to find the answers yourself. They're just going to create space for you to find those answers for yourself. Stop looking for answers from other people. Like, that's the biggest thing. And that's one of the many reasons why I've decided to, like, never do psychic readings again. I don't want to give you the answers. I want to give you the tools. I don't want to give you mundane answers to questions that don't matter. I want to give you the tools and the space and the container to create the life of your fucking dreams and remember who you are. So, that's my spiel for today. I hope everyone's doing well. I hope that this gets to the right person. And I hope that everybody just remembers how far you've come and where you're going, and to trust yourself. I love you guys. I'll talk to you soon.